Riverside Locker Room Chat continues tonight on KNZA. It's presented by Euler Law Office and MCON. We got Cyclones boys coach Tyler Herbster joining us here. Cyclones, couple of wins out of the break, playing as good as anybody right now in the Northeast Kansas League. But, Coach, let's start with that first game against Oskaloosa on Friday, that first game of 2026. You carry that little bit of extra time, you know, during the break, get some positivity with the extra practice time, and a 51-36 win against the Bears to open things up in 2026. Take us back to Friday. What'd you like? What'd you see?
Yeah, we had we came out kind of where we had left off was what I like to see. We didn't shoot the ball really well, but we did turn Oskaloosa over 27 times, I think. Didn't get to the free throw line as much as I wanted to, but, you know, held them to under 40 points, if I believe right. And, you know, the Rockwell, they're one of their better players. So I think he came off of a 25 and 30 point outing. And then when I look in the book, he scored zero, and he's a really good player. So, our kid guarding him, I was very happy with the defense we played on them. And I think we have shut their 6'5 big kid to 0 points in the first half. So, without those two scoring in the first half, we, had a pretty good lead going into halftime. But overall, we didn't shoot the ball well, but I think we held them to low 30 field goal attempts. The other team's only getting 30 some shots up against us in a night. That's pretty good news. And I think I looked and we gave up only four or five offensive rebounds. So let me get the other team to turn the ball over 27 times and only limit them to one shot when they do get a shot up. Looked like it really worked to our advantage.
Yeah, one and done possessions. That is certainly what you want to see as a coach. And you guys were able to carry that momentum, the victory against the Bears. And then Tuesday night, you know, you guys go to Horton. You know, the Chargers, you know, they've had a really good stretch over the last 2 or 3 years. But, you know, in high school basketball or really any sport at the high school level, sometimes it just works one way and it may not work the other. And for Horton, you know, they had a huge senior class that had a lot of success over the last 2 or 3 years. So they're in kind of that rebuild mode, looking for their first win of the season. You guys take care of business, 62-33. What'd you see on Tuesday night in the victory against the Chargers?
Yeah, after the game, I told the boys I actually thought Horton played pretty good against us. They flew around on defense. I bet they deflected the most passes that we've had. You know, we turned the ball over a decent amount of times last night. And that was just for them having active hands and playing hard on defense. And they're just kind of struggling putting the ball in the basket a little bit, but kind of same thing. We turned them over a few times for some easy baskets. We didn't shoot the ball from three very well in the first half, and then we came out in the second half and hit, I think, about 5 3-pointers. But I thought they played well. They had some freshmen get in there and had some athletic guards. But like I said, I just think our speed and quickness and us having upperclassmen is probably just a little bit too much for them. And Tyzell's playing at a very high level ever since the first game, and kind of talked to him a little bit that, you know, the only thing that's kind of slowing him right now was Christmas break, but it was nice for him to come back from Christmas break and kind of continue to play at the level he was before we left. So once again, you know, got a lot of turnovers again. I'm just a little bit concerned that sooner or later, as the season moves on, that teams are going to get better. Teams are going to take care of the basketball. I'm just kind of curious how our team's going to respond when teams are not coughing the ball up to us as much for layups and stuff. We're going to have to run some better sets here before long.
Yeah, marquee matchup coming your way Friday. You guys are going to be back at home against Jackson Heights. Two teams playing really well right now. Two teams undefeated early on in league play. There's still so much to be decided, but certainly one to kind of check off is a key game here early on in January. You know, this Jackson Heights team, three consecutive wins. They defeated Horton, you know, last week, and trying to carry that momentum here on Friday night. Jackson Heights, just good athletes across the board. What do you see from Jackson Heights, challenges there, and just the expectations for this matchup on Friday?
Yeah, I'm glad we got them at home. That's usually, we play really well at home, but probably going to be the most physical team that we play. I mean, we've been able to be more physical than pretty much every team we played so far this year. I think Jackson Heights is going to, you know, push us and move us around probably better than anybody we played this year. So I would assume both teams are going to play hard defense and be physical. I would assume it's going to be a lower scoring game if both teams are doing what they can do on defense. So I'd say it's going to be really good. It's kind of about turnovers, who's going to make the most free throws. I think those little things are going to come into play on Friday.
There it is. Riverside boys basketball coach. That is Tyler Herbster. Again, the Cyclones playing some great ball. Six consecutive wins. They defeated Horton the last time out. They get Jackson Heights at home on Friday. Of course, you can catch that on the Cobra channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, we always appreciate the time. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.